Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Dude, we said we were saving that until the 40-minute mark when we can really go off.
I just want to get into this shit, man. I'm so excited to be talking about dinosaurs.
Oh, yay. Really? Wait, I thought you weren't going to let us discuss that one. So that's why I said yay.
No, we've done a full breakdown. We've been researching this shit for literally minutes. And
I hear typing noises right away.
No, you don't hear typing, bro.
Here's my question. Typing?
You're hearing incorrectly.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
What's your question?
My question is this: is a dinosaur a or is that like the same thing as a saying something is like a reptile or a bird? Or is a dinosaur what we call anything that's been dead for 100 million plus? And are we about to be dinosaurs when humans finally get consumed by war?
Well, you know, did I bring this up on a recent episode where I was watching a video with a SETI researcher, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Committee? And they're basically like, yeah, we don't see shit out there. We don't see any signals. And they asked him the question in this explainer video, and they were like, so what's the most likely like first contact scenario? And he's like, first contact I think will actually be like when an alien civilization rises from the ashes of our own planet. You know what I mean? Like in 2 million years after humanity has fallen, there's a little green
then they come out of hiding?
Huh? No, they evolve after we die.
Oh. But don't they see? Doesn't count.
Damn, it's a Charles Schwab building in a kind of archaeological dig of a strip mall. You know what I mean? And they're like, what could this
be? Maybe that's what those ancient civilizations, you know, when they're like, oh, we found like a fucking watch in the Mediterranean that like tells like it has like, I don't even know. It was like that advanced, you know what I'm talking about? There's one like watch thing that's like super advanced that was from like 10,000 years ago. And it tells like, it doesn't tell time. It's like something more advanced than that. Like it's not a compass. I don't know what, but anyways, this is what I'm saying is there was a civilization before us that we learned from.
Of course.
We inherited the pyramids. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. I know that.
Right.
Now, but the dinosaurs, we see them as, you know, when did we discover dinosaurs? Pretty recently.
We've talked about how close it was to when we discovered, not discovered Jurassic Park, but when they wrote it.
Dinosaurs had been discovered about maybe 150 years before that, something like that.
At first I thought it was afterwards. Or not that they discovered
after Jurassic Park. They just made a wild guess.
I'm remembering what
maybe
it was.
Maybe there's these crazy
It was the asteroid theory. Wasn't it like the asteroid theory was like, I thought that was after Jurassic Park, but it was not.
No, that was, they came up with that shit. They had that shit instantly. They didn't have the fucking asteroid theory for a minute.
I'm imagining some type of ending to a future movie that I'm going to write where somehow the ending is this. I'm holding the paw or whatever claws of a raptor from the old time, from the ancient period. And then I'm also holding the hand of a future being that will take this planet, inherit it from us. And they're holding hands with an even further, more future fish-style civilization that will rise up because Earth will become a water planet. Mm-hmm. And all of us creatures are connected through time.
Do you know what?
You guys all get fucking gunned down?
Oh.
The machine gun?
Hey, no, man. Because they're in the water. You seen MythBusters?
There's no guns. There's poison. It's needlers. If it's guns, that it'll be needlers by that point. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. Halo. A fish would get fucking. That's so embarrassing thinking about fishes trying to fucking come for us because we could just dump fucked up shit into the water and it's over.
Right? Yeah, you want to try to get me? drinking on and breathing on this.
Yeah. Breathe this.
Don't or breathe if it's this. A squid, bro, this is what I do if a squid comes for me. Salt.
That's I mean, it. No,
snail. Sorry, snail.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, because it's salt water.
Slug.
And watch this, Nate. The theory of, well, I'll start it the other way, actually. Jurassic Park began writing in the
19th century.
We are off to a rocky start.
I was going to say the 1981, but I'll say simply in 1981, which Brighton. Makes you think that maybe they actually started the idea a couple years earlier, right? If it's on record, like that's when they officially were contracted to write their thing. So what I'm saying is, and they discovered the asteroid theory, 1980, dude. So basically at the same time is when this all happened.
And who directed fucking Jurassic Park? Steven Spielberg. CIA asset.
And guess what who I saw eating sushi one time? You know that, right? See
the entire CIA together?
At the cafeteria. It was Steven Spielberg and seven female CIA agents, and he was taking them out, pouring sake in all their glasses, talking about new theories.
Hey, can I bring up somebody? Sorry.
Oh, I just did real quick, just while we're on Steven Spielberg, I watched E.T. very recently. And the first part of that movie is just E.T. gets drunk and he's just like snacking. Like it seems like he just came to Earth sounds to amazing. Eat snacks and get faded off of Coors Light.
He must have
drinking Coors.
Yeah, he goes in the fridge and he gets fucked up and then he's like waddling around.
This is what's so crazy. Because when the aliens crash land, this shit is going to go differently based on if they land in fucking France and everybody's honking at them and calling them the F-slur versus if they land in America.
Yeah.
But if they land in fucking Kansas City and they land and people hand them, you know what I'm saying, a glizzy and some vegan sloppy joes.
A glizzy, some vegan sloppy joes, and an iPod.
And a Mike's heart.
Cultural shit we have to offer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite video is? The guy who's, those like drone sightings were happening in New Jersey where they're like, what is this? There's a dude in his backyard who's just open firing at the sky. It's one of my all-time favorite videos. I don't think I could find it, but he's just like, I'm taking matters in my own hands. He's just shooting up in the sky. It's so good.
We know there's a friend of the show. I won't name drop them because this could be tied to them, but their cousin got blackout drunk one night. He started shooting at a police helicopter.
Jesus Christ.
And now he's doing life in prison.
No.
It's like,
well,
50, it's like a crazy, crazy amount of time. Oh, dude, you know what I got Danny for his birthday?
That's crazy.
Airsoft gun. And I was in the big, five buying it. And there was a guy next to me and he's like, this is pussy shit. He was like, saying, if you want the real stuff. And he was like asking about the guns and he was like, they weren't powerful enough or something. He's like, there's some really good gun fairs that come around here that you can get. And for a second, I thought, I want a fucking gun.
You need to get one. I got a point blank shot with an airsoft gun in my neck by my autistic friend when I was like 13 years old. Like he put it up to my neck and shot.
Jesus Christ.
Like, point blank. Isn't that crazy, dude? Like that could have, because some of them are really powerful and it could have, I remember it hurt really badly. That could have killed me, 100%.
And dude, I had an airsoft gun that I kept under my mattress as a teen that I bought for some Cinnabons.
How many?
I don't know.
So you traded Cinnabons for the
gun? Not even like Cinnabon, like the homemade like ones in the thingy in the tube.
They shit, like Pillsbury?
Yeah, I guess so. The ones with the cream on the side.
You know what I like is when you take that Pillsbury tube and you just barely go like this. There comes the fucking cream or whatever. Go.
Puff. Eric, the way the light is hitting your blonde hair, tilt to the left, lean back. Tilt to your left.
Yeah. Move a little more.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say I'm just about done with this shit, but I have, I'm getting it recolored.
What?
You're getting hair dye?
I'm going to do it because I feel like it's looking too yellow and I'm like, I can't just shave this shit off. So I'm like, I might as well have it the color I like.
Dude, you're going to dye your hair?
It does. I will say it has shifted the way that strangers deal with me.
Deal with you.
It's a different, because when I'm normally, when I have brown regular hair, people are like, this guy's gentle. He's probably an entertainer. Not going to bother him too much. When I come in with the blonde fucking Jonah Hill special, that is
when... Well, you're fully assimilated into the like Highland Park.
Exactly right.
Like vibe, you know, like everybody who walks around there is like a fucking DJ.
I did go into a menswear store and I did feel a level of respect in a way of not that it looks good, but respect for taking a chance, dude. Respect on you for, you know, trying something out, because too many men are afraid of pushing the envelope when it comes to style.
Where'd you go to? The men's warehouse?
It's called, the place I went to is called Snake Oil Provisions. You want a whiskey, brother, while you wait?
Oh, I can't believe mind if I
do. What's that?
You've had one of all my friends. I've had plenty of friends who moved to LA and it's changed almost everything about them. You know, Nate was, you know, Nate's one of them. Nate used to like wear suits every day and shit. And now you're like all about streetwear. But Eric, you have had one of the most rapid, most extreme transformations
because of the blonde.
Anybody we know.
Frightening.
No, dude, not just because of the blonde, man. Because of the vicious lifestyle. And I hate to finally be taking you down a peg for this, but you are addicted to, you know, partying so crazy with influencers. I see you on their stories, Charli D'Amelio's Instagram stories.
Dude, lay off the D'Amelio's.
Doing, what do you call it? Lawn. Slip and slides. Hitting the slip and slide jump with Charli D'Amelio.
The D'Amelio sisters and the Hidden Doing Brothers. Lines. The Hidden D'Amelio Brothers. If I did one line with his haircut, I know there'd be fentanyl up in that shit and that would be the end. One single line, I'm toast.
That's you're definitely like, you're not going to die with this, with your natural hair color. I'll tell you that. That's a guarantee. The casket, when we're the open casket.
By that point, I have like 7 strands of hair on the top of my head, and I just die to shit. I'm having fun talking to you guys. Really,
that's good. Good. That's a great sign for what it feels like to listen. Is eating chicken basically eating T-Rex?
Wow. I don't know. Is there an article about that?
I mean,
that?
They are birds. I have a joke kind of about this that I don't do anymore, but I was kind of done with science when they were like reptiles as birds, because they're are dinosaurs as birds.
That upset you. I remember not. That really upset you.
No, it's the other way around, Nate.
No. I said it right. Because they were like, at first dinosaurs was reptiles, right? And that's how we know them. And that's how they should be. And then they were like, oh, wait, they had like feathers and they're birds. And it's like, no, they're not fucking birds.
Wait, what?
I don't care what kind of science,
Can I say this?
Just because they have feathers, they're not they're fucking...
I know, chill.
They're reptiles, dude. They're not fucking... Dinosaurs is reptiles.
Can I just say what hubris we have to presuppose the type of skin that a creature had based on its bones? That is pure hubris, and I won't stand for it.
Well, I'm getting pissed off now, too, with you guys, because why are we... What the fuck is a dinosaur, ultimately? Because we have categorized the things that are alive right now. We have reptiles, bugs, mammals, fish... and birds, or whatever the rest are.
What about bacteria? What the fuck?
A bacterium, those are germs. But outside of, and then plants, of course. It. But okay, keep it to the animal kingdom before I get pissed even more. But what I'm saying is, if the dinosaurs were still alive today and there was no comet which has taken them out, wouldn't they just be put into a fucking category with some of the reptiles. Other things that we have. And that's where you're saying reptiles. But what I'm saying is that...
What's an alligator? Let me ask you this. What's an alligator? Just tell me point blank.
That's a reptile. It's a reptile.
Exactly. And alligators are just dinosaurs. They're the ones that fucking survived.
Right, but there. Mm.
But birds are dinosaurs. They're low to the ground.
No. Birds are birds. But birds are birds.
But you remember how it's... Do you see what I'm saying? That they said that birds are dinosaurs? Not that all dinosaurs are birds, but all birds are from dinosaurs? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but... I think I would be the most annoying person to debate on this subject because I would have literally like a like five words that I would use over and over, and then they would come at me with like, you know, evidence and evolutionary.
It's like biology. I'll say it's like arguing with a Trump supporter, man. Yeah, and I'll leave my political commentary there.
That's where I can relate to them. You know, it's like you can get entrenched in your own beliefs, and there's nothing that can take you out of that, no matter what sort of empirical evidence there is against what you believe in.
Uh-oh.
You know what I like seeing? I like when a beautiful woman, maybe from Louisiana, they're down in a bayou, or they're in Florida in a swamp. They're about neck deep in some swampy water, and they're working on something down below. I got it. Takes a minute. They pulled up giant catfish, pulling a catfish out of the silt. I like seeing that.
What do you think it is about that? Do you think it's because you want a woman to do that to you and you want to role play? Yo, I'm going to get down in the mud and I want you to just put that thing.
I want you to fucking drown me.
Just jaw my ass. Just put your hands in my jaw and rip me around.
Drown me in a fucking swamp, girl.
In silt. You know what disgusts me is fucking, you know what silt is, right?
Silt,
dirt. Wet dirt,
me all silty. Fucking plants, fish shit.
I bet that shit's good for you, dude.
A silt smoothie.
That's got to be like an untapped like skincare regimen. If you just dunk your face in some fucking silt.
Silt.
So you're interesting. I want to push back on that, Eric. Why does it have to be a beautiful woman? Why can't it be an ugly?
I
want to
see anyone ugly working on doing that shit because I feel like. They now think that they can only hang out in swamps and do that type of shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you're like reflipping the narrative of swamps. Like it's like Shrek has kind of like taken over that as like an ugly creatures and swamps. Huh.
Why do we think Shrek has had this type of cultural relevance for so long? I feel like people were making Shrek memes in like 2011. People are going to Shrek raves. My friend just went to a Shrek rave in rural Washington. And I'm like, still?
Don't get
Shrek. It's because there's nothing new coming out. And it's like, we have to be nostalgic about things, you know? Like, I'm not kidding you.
What about the bad guys too?
About the bad guys too? Oh, touche. Mm-hmm. But I watched Shrek, like, that was, like, the movie that people would play in class where it was, like, we're watching a movie today that has, like, you know, nothing to do with class, and we'd watch Shrek, and it was, like, we're watching fucking Shrek again. Like, I'm not kidding you. I swear to God, I watched Shrek probably five times and throughout my tenure in school.
Senor
so, Shrek. You know, there's other movies we can watch, right, that aren't R-rated.
The Pussycat Dolls.
Put on the Pussycat Dolls. Bitch.
Please.
Is that the awesome movie?
The Pussycat.
Yeah.
From our childhood? That movie was awesome.
Yeah.
Pussycat Man.
Ooh. The dog cat boys. The pussy dogs. Not that, but.
Right.
Hey, Shrek, for everybody out there calling Shrek ugly, please. If you saw Shrek walking in the club, standing fucking 7'9" like he does, trust me, he's not gonna have too much trouble pulling. Okay, mm-hmm. Tall can disqualify a lot of otherwise eliminating factors in a human being. Trust me.
Would you grind on Shrek? Just answer that question.
Well, I think the question for the way that I'm oriented sexually is, would you grind on Fiona?
Fiona.
Fiona.
All right, listen to this. Herrerasaurus.
Grind on donkey.
Grind on me. cut it. Oh, no.
Herrerasaurus. Ishiguala stensis.
Ishiguala stensis?
That's a dinosaur, bro. It looks like a raptor.
Isher bent on Jack. Remember that?
Oh, damn. Look at this fucking thing. These were Pokemon.
Let's have a look at that.
I'm going to send it in the chat. Thanks, guys, to everyone listening, look it up. Look up Herrerasaurus if you want to be involved.
Which one? What kind of? Is this a big one or?
You'll see. It's kind of like a little smaller than a man.
It doesn't look that big.
I know, but look at the. Oh shit!
I would eat that.
You know, I think there are little communities. Little.
Oh, this is like human. It's kind of a.
I know.
It's kind of as big as a big tiger.
Oh, shit.
Life, you know what this reminds me of? Life finds a way, right?
Are we sure about this? These existed?
Yeah, man.
You know what? This, my, did you guys ever have friends who, like, did you ever make a fake ID when you were in high school?
Yeah, I did.
No way, officer.
We like, made a fake ID with my friend Matt. And it was almost a McLovin type situation where it was like I think we photoshopped it or something like that, and we went to like FedEx Kinko's and like laminated a piece of paper, and the name that he chose, his name is Matt Bliley. He's one of my best friends, and the name that he chose was Ray Herrera.
Ray,
and it will always awesome. Stick in my
head. That is that. So sick. Ray Herrera. Wow.
Ray Herrera. And it wasn't just a random, it was like his mother's maiden name, but I still thought it was just a great fucking first and last name. Ray Herrera.
I would chill with that name for sure.
By the way, I just passed the fucking liquor store where they shot the, have you ever passed that, Eric? In Burbank, where they shot the McLovin scene.
Oh, I'm sure I have. I didn't realize.
Dude, they have like a big sign out front, and it has like the McLovin ID. And I was like, man, this is awesome. This is just.
LA is amazing. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong living here. Come out, man. Jack, come out.
Man. You like Superbad, right?
You like it to be unbearably hot.
I'm busy, man. I don't need escapism. I'm happy to live in the capital of politics, the capital of business, New York City, where it all comes to be. Yeah.
Oh, I got to shout out this song that I fucking played for you, Jack. I sent to you. Yeah. Have you guys heard this? The City of Demons?
Which city is it about? Or is it actually
song?
About every
the
city?
The Decent Man song?
Play it.
Bump that.
You know, hold up one second. Let me. Cut off.
I'll just warn you, if you play it, we're losing out on over fucking 60 cents of ad revenue.
I'm a decent man from the city of demons.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas be scheming, niggas be shooting. Senseless violence, really so many reasons. Mental health reasons, financial reasons. Mm. To be real, shouldn't love this city.
Wow.
Love
this city.
Whoa.
And he's saying the intro to it is, you know how LA is the city of angels. Well, in New York, this is the city of demons.
Mental health reasons.
That's my favorite line.
Traffic based reasons.
Mental health reasons. Mm. Financial reasons.
City planning reasons.
Rains more reasons. Reasons of wetness.
Mm-hmm. Reasons of wetness.
Reasons of wetness.
Yeah,
you got you and this guy got to fucking link up and make a fucking three back to back album. Yeah.
I'm too curious to link up with anybody. I just am always hopping from person to person.
Mental health.
Financial reasons. Mental health reasons.
Familial reasons.
It sounds so clunky, but it's like stuck in my head.
But it's so true that it's hard to deny.
Maybe that's it.
You can't
deny. The truth
deny
has punctured
it.
Through. We got a
human-like dinosaur. I think there's any dinosaur that we would be able to.
Well, let's just go ahead and say what we've all been thinking the whole time. 1, 2, 3. Australopithecus afarensis. Oh.
What is that one?
You are acting like a fucking Australopithecus today, bro. Stay away from me. Can I say something about goldfish?
Yeah.
Sure, sure.
Well, maybe somebody who's more in touch with the spirit realm could tell me what the fuck these things mean.
Let me try it.
What right. Goldfish mean?
Just, yeah, but check it out. So, so about a month ago, I was at a fair. Awesome town fair in New Paltz, New York, kind of. And I won 3 goldfish that I maybe talked about when I was with Veronica and Kyle up there. And we fed them. We kept them to life. One of them died the first day, I'll give you that. But the rest of them, we've been feeding them. Then, my birthday happens yesterday out of the blue. First time all year, all of a sudden it's my birthday. What do I get? I get a goldfish keychain that my girlfriend Raleigh made from scratch. Okay, she made a goldfish. Then I go, that's funny. I've been taking care of and living, being roommates with 2 goldfish for a while. Then I go to Sarah Sherman's amazing comedy show. Okay, Joe Friedman pulls up. He gives me a birthday present, 2 goldfish and 2 bags. Okay.
Without knowing that you had the goldfish in the first place.
No, nobody knows that I had. Raleigh didn't know that I had these fucking goldfish. She gives me goldfish keychains. Why is God putting goldfish into my life? Because at first I thought, okay, I won some goldfish. Could be an accident. Then I get the keychain. Sure, a coincidence, but maybe it's just me pointing out the obvious. But then when Joe hands me 2 goldfish in 2 bags. You know what? I'm a monologue I'm trying to do right now.
What?
In XXX, when Vin Diesel wakes up at the diner and he goes, but then I noticed something funny. You know, want to know where you gave it all away? With her. My aunt was a service waitress industry in the food industry for 60 years. And she'd have bunions the size of Mount Canary if she was wearing fucking shoes like that. So I knew if she wasn't real, then this whole thing ain't real, which means I knew that this bozo over here wasn't going to get a shot off till New Year's. Nothing but blanks. And
keep
so,
going. Keep going. Do the whole fucking trip.
I am. It's almost over. It's you guys, really it's almost over. I should going, really I should start every movie. Episode with this. Don't tempt me, man. I will. And then he goes, so what's really going to tell me what's really going on here? And he goes like this. Pretty boy. To Samuel L. Jackson, because half of his face looks like
To Samuel L. Man,
Samuel D. L. Jackson.
Jack. You know, I heard an interview with Samuel L. Jackson recently, and he was like, I don't give a fuck about the Oscars, man. Like, all I make are popcorn movies. I make I make movies. I do movies that people want to fucking see. And I was like, respect to you, man. Like, because if you see Mr. Samuel L. in a movie, you know it's going to be a banger.
Where has he been?
He's episode 2.
From cultural consciousness.
Pulp Fiction. Jackie Brown. Come on.
I know. He's in all the fucking grades. Mace Windu. Purple Lightsaber, which he specifically requested. He requested the color.
That's true.
That's the greatest fact of Hollywood history. It's like, I want to be in this movie and I want a purple lightsaber. Like, that no guy. One had, like, do you think they described to him that they're like, well, like, in this world, like, there's only like red and green, like, no one's ever had a different color of a lightsaber before.
Well, he probably blew their mind because they were thinking so binarily, and he said, I'm gonna expand your guys' consciousness with a new type of weapon color. Then you get the pink one, then you get the fucking
right,
how about polka dot
orange, dude.
Did they do polka dot yet on them?
Well, I don't know. Basically, what dictates the color of your lightsaber is actually the kyber crystal that's embedded within the hilt.
Oh, but these days, with how bullshit everything is, you know that there'd be just branded fucking content lightsabers with fucking Kit Kat scrollings.
Why don't they have a fucking Star Wars movie called The Kyber Crystal Chronicles?
I don't know. They need to...
Give me the kyber crystal.
Give it to me.
Okay, Jack, I've figured out the spiritual message about these goldfish. You need to head as soon as you possibly can to 46 Delancey Street, building number 1, New York, New York.
That's where my dad used to live.
10002. Call this number, 212-995-5895. Say, I'm in the goldfish conundrum. they'll know what you're talking about. They're going to give you a fat as fuck. What you need is a 1998 movie villain aquarium up in the Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
You need that to fill basically you and Raleigh's whole living room. You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
fill
that awesome. Yeah.
Just fully with, go put the two goldfish in there, get about 90 more goldfish and see what fucking happens.
Damn, I want to be evil with an aquarium, dude. That,
evil with aquarium?
Evil with an aquarium with some sharks. And then you go, you knock on the glass and you fuck with them.
Imagine being a nice guy, but you got all that evil stuff in your house and people go, I wouldn't have guessed this for you. And you're saying, oh yeah. You walk into Joe Perry's house and he's got fucking demons and whips everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to go into Joe Perry's house, man. I've been there, man. It's crazy.
Not without an appointment.
The only thing is, think about this. It's an evil villain who's killing people ruthlessly, and yet he goes home to take care of his fish.
Right.
All of a sudden, you have a more interesting villain.
Or an evil person with a cat.
Right, I don't know that reference, and I don't know where you're going with saying that.
Dr. Evil, because you haven't seen fucking Austin Powers, dude.
Save the cat.
Right.
I'm gatekeeping that one. Don't say what that is.
Precious screenwriting knowledge.
It's extremely precious, dude. So, Jack, you're now 34 years old. Wow. Congratulations, man. Did you think you'd make it this far?
At certain points, of course not. Definitely not. But I don't know. I just let it ride. Not really a gambling man. I just let the age keep coming. I'm excited to get older and older, frankly, because I'm looking at, good God, I was laughing so hard with my fucking, you know, I'll call her my mom because she is, but there was a shooting on a highway where the cops shot, I believe, either they fucking killed somebody or somebody else killed somebody else. Maybe it was road rage. Shut down the highway. Did I already say this out of here?
No.
And do I hear a bag?
Yep, there's you're hearing bubbles being fed right now.
Oh, perfect. So my mom sees, you know, they block the highway off with these cones, and my mom goes, oh, that's so funny they put these cones here. I guess what you're supposed to do is drive in between them. And so she drives onto the completely shut down highway. Like, just through, like, around them, kind of.
Yeah.
They put these cones here so I don't hit them. I better go through them. And so she goes onto the highway and says, oh, there's nobody on this highway. How strange. Totally empty. What the fuck? And then the cops are there and they pull her over and they're yelling at her going, what are you doing? This is a shooting scene. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And my mom is like, the way she was telling it made me laugh. She's, you know, just crying, laughing, talking about how, like, this person is like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, they're so mad and so serious. My mom's like, I don't know what to say. This is an accident. Bad. I mean, my bad, basically. It's like, that made me excited to be doing that type of stuff.
Getting older.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice up until a point because, man, I mean, when would you press the button, the ejection button from life? What faculties would have to be missing? Yeah, essentially.
What?
What faculties?
Do you think everyone should have like a detonation button on them?
I really think
a self detonation.
The brain ejection button. Mm-hmm. When
what
Will
would
Smith
have to happen for
music?
Me to for me to kill myself? Is that what you're asking here?
Yeah. What would happen?
Official retirement from Will Smith. Official retirement statement. Yeah,
this is joy tactics,
ever,
dude.
Do we think he'll ever make a comeback in terms of acting? Is there a role out there that'll bring him back? You think so? Or
I could see him. I could see him going, doing the Rock style, like doing A24 movie. Yeah, I could see that. But he's already won the Oscar. You know what I'm saying? Like the only reason the Rock's doing this fucking the Smashing Machine.
He wants the Oscars.
He wants a fucking Oscar. It's clear as day.
He needs to be fucking stopped. He's diabolical, dude.
Right.
He wants it all, man. He wants it.
Has Vin Diesel been, has he had any awards? Like,
It's funny, man. Are you saying, has he oriented his life towards external validation? No. Right. Has he worked for the Bush administration? Has he been in rooms with people that I would not want to be in rooms with? No. Is that what you're asking me?
Vin Diesel, dude, Vin Diesel needs a fucking Oscar, dude, for real. At least, you know what he could get? I bet you he'll get like a Lifetime Achievement Award. Because he's like kind of like, it's kind of like David Lynch from the Academy, bro.
Oh,
Where the afterwards they're like, man, like, sorry about like that. You know, you really did the damn thing. Here's an award.
Well, has Tom Cruise ever gotten an Oscar?
Dude, he's definitely been fucking, he's got to have been nominated. I know,
Tom Cruise nominations.
Absolutely.
Robert Downey Jr. was.
There's no way he's not at least got nommed or something.
Yeah, he's been nominated, bro.
Can I just say that I nominate you guys for Oscars? What's the problem? I don't understand. I know it's not like an official, like, I don't think you
understand how the Oscars work,
Jack. No, but I understand the word nomination. Do you see what I'm saying? I nominate you. You can't undo that. You can't say don't nominate somebody. I do.
Yeah.
So it's over. You're Oscar nominated.
What is Born on the 4th of July? Have you guys seen that?
Nah.
I think it would be Who is Born on the 4th of July.
Born on the 4th of July is a 1989 American biographical anti-war drama film. Immediately right up my alley. That is based on the 1976 autobiography of Ron Kovic. Yeah, I'm in. Oliver Stone. Yeah, I'm in. Willem Dafoe. Yeah, I'm in. Kyra Sedgwick. Yeah, it's enough.
You know who secretly and shockingly became one of the biggest, perpetrators of being cringy? Somebody. I thought this person was going to be sick. Spoiler or hint, when they were in Whiplash and when they were in movies before that.
Simmons?
Miles Teller?
No, J.K. Simmons is the GOAT.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's goated.
I think Miles Teller really hit me with the curveball career of, unfortunately, giving me the ick. Not physically, not the ick.
Break this down, because we need to be careful going forward. We need to not make mistakes of our forefathers, essentially. So tell us where he went wrong.
I'm a rebel. Well, I think I don't know if he went wrong or if I was tricked. I was led to believe that this was going to be an artist, you know, somebody who I thought, okay, give him some work here and we could have, you know, a more Philip Seymour Hoffman type of authenticity, type of artistry that he could bring to the silver screen, of course. But then he became basically Channing Tatum. No,
I mean, he just wanted the bag. He's a good looking guy. He's just getting bags. Like, that's just what it is. And he lucked out with the first.
He's a fucking frat bro.
His first one, you know.
Where's the PSH of our time?
Who's that?
Where is he?
You're looking at him, bruh.
Right here, man. Hey, man.
Hello. You know me, right? You know me for like over a decade.
I don't know if we have a I don't know if there's a current American cultural climate that could lead to another one of him. You know what I'm saying? I think we're too fucked.
Well, he's doing local theater, or she or they is doing local theater right now.
Exactly.
You notice. Something. They're teaching buoyancy. A clown workshop. That's right. They're teaching clowning in Helena, Washington. Right. Wherever that is, mm-hmm. Montana rather. But what I'm saying is, this is going to be a fun metaphor for you guys to help with.
Okay, we're ready.
When it comes to
that tone, the whisper tone. Okay, good.
We need it because
I can see the calculations coming out of your head right now.
It's great. Not only is it calculations, but I'm not kidding. I'm literally having a vision right now. I think this is what they talked about back then. I am seeing a vat of liquid. Maybe it's bubbly.
It's a vat, dude.
If you know, you know. Basically, what I'm saying is, for something to bubble up to the surface, it's something about buoyancy. I think the moment's a little bit over for me. But if a culture is too dense, do you see what I'm saying?
If sorry, you start over. I kind of lost track with this.
I basically just did, but I'll do it again.
Please, just for me.
If
legit,
I just got off track. Give me like the.
I'm trying to say something about things bubbling up to the top. It's not fucking possible in a society which is so dense that the viscosity of human nature, the viscosity of human nature has much more levity to it than one might presume.
So you're saying if the democratic socialists were in power, allowing everyone to be culturally free and express themselves within certain limits, we might get someone floating up from local theater that has the swag that some of these great character actors of old had, right?
Who told you about them?
Who?
The Democratic Socialists.
What do you mean?
How did you find out?
Finding the Democratic Socialists of America page, like Neo in his little cave at the first in the first Matrix.
I found out about Democratic Socialism, man. Oh my fucking God, dude. My mind was blown fucking away. I was like, what the fuck? This is an option? You're kidding.
What year was this, Nate?
I know we've talked about it before, but you were deep into Bernie 2016. You were like helping organize.
I was like a fucking political activist, and then I gave up. I was so deep into it, man. I was like, dude, this is like, I mean, it felt like, There's so few moments throughout history where you get a real person that's like has a viable chance, and they're like they have the same record as him, and they've been saying the same shit. And I was like, dude, this is the moment, man. And then I saw like how much was done to like shut him down, and I was like, dude, we'll never win. Like they got me. Like they did. Their job was to crush my spirit. And they fucking did. And they definitely did.
Well, remember that little thing I was reading out before from Facebook?
Yeah.
She was onto something.
Yeah.
And by the way, the revolution will be on the L train. And it will be on the 1 and the 6 and the Z. Because what I'm alluding to is somebody named Zoran, who is...
That, honestly, I was
you know my back tattoo, right?
Yeah.
I got the
Zivo. He's totally good. There's no
ZM.
Yeah, he's totally good.
This is what I want to say. He's good enough right now. We're just nobody look into. Just let us just have this. Just don't look into it. You know what I'm saying? Because sure, maybe he's done something fucked up. Like let's just not look into it and just let this guy be the mayor. You know, he seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders. Like.
I think they tried looking into it, and I think the worst is like he maybe like had a tried to have a music career or something,
and yeah, which all right. made He's, him he should awesome. Be president.
Once again, creativity is punished. And
do you remember the one thing they got on Bernie was like that thing he wrote in college that was like a sexual, like I forget what it was, but it was like
short story or something.
What the fuck is this?
It was like they could only find like one thing, and it was like something he wrote in college that. Was like a
Buster style
an op-ed or shit. I think
oh my god
was,
do
like,
you wait, think that's who he really is?
Bernie Sanders isn't that Buster DC.
It
DC.
Makes perfect sense. He's that's why.
Oh
my god.
Wait, what's
why
the
Nut
update
Buster?
With Nutbuster, Nate? Because you emailed him and he emailed back.
Yeah, oh yeah, he did email back. So I have had direct contact with him. I just never followed up.
You ghosted Nutbuster DC. Dude, you just earned 6 minutes in the penalty box in heaven.
Do you know, if you search Nutbuster DC, the only thing that comes up is Joy Tactics.
Oh, no. Well,
we're
that's not
putting
good.
Them on, dude.
Hey, you guys want to fucking trip balls right now? If you're on acid, look at the screen, okay?
Yeah, we'll put that back. Let me see that. Yeah. You know, kaleidoscopes really, I think, are showing us the fabric of
I'm not kidding.
Oh shit, I got my eyeball up in there.
You guys have never done like a psychedelic drug and trip like that, but it for real looks like that shit.
So what do you think we're seeing? The fabric of space-time?
An illusion, bro. Everything around you is a fucking illusion.
What could you mean by that, dude? I'm touching my Ray Bans right now.
Yeah, well, guess what? 99.9% of molecules are fucking air, dude. There's nothing in them.
That's not true.
You're a vibrational energy. You are a frequency. You realize that.
Check this out. You're emitting a frequency an interdimensional way. Fucking eight-way kiss.
Wow.
What frequency level are you guys vibrating at right now?
77.8 kilohertz.
Who do we know that has, what celebrities have high vibrational frequencies and which ones have low ones? This is my new Subway.
High vibrational is question. Anthony Hopkins has the highest.
You think he has high vibration?
Extremely high, off the charts high.
Okay, what about Gwyneth Paltrow?
Gwyneth Paltrow, probably high as well. She's what does tapped it mean? In.
I think she's high.
What does that it mean to have high frequency?
High vibrational frequency means you're just kind of on another level in a good way. Low means that you're dark sided.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So positive people versus negative people?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, yeah, if you want it to be that simple, but
right, it's very complex.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about this? Bill Murray, low vibrational frequency.
Oh God.
He could be low. He could actually be low.
Oh, he's definitely
low. I think he's getting the devil is working in him in crazy ways.
Remy Miller.
Bill Maher, just fucking give up, dude. Literally.
Bill Maher, if you're listening to this now.
Fucking give up.
We're coming for you, bro. It's over. It's not even funny anymore.
Why did you say that?
Just throw it in. Throw it in the towel, man. I'm sick of seeing his name associated with HBO because HBO is such a great fucking network. And then I see a Real Time with Bill Maher on there. I'm like, what the? This is a brand issue to me, honestly, at this truly. Point.
Wow.
Because we have some of the best shows, Succession, you know, The Rehearsal. My favorite shows come from HBO. And then they're just having this fucking goon on doing a talk show that nobody watches. Just fucking kick them off, man.
All right, let's connect the dots here. Let's follow the money. Why is it there? Let's Google it. Who produces, what is the show called? Random Tower?
Real Time. And that's his podcast. Random.
Club Random.
Club Random.
Wait, Club where's Random. Penguin come in there?
There's no penguin at all associated with this. I don't think.
Why did you say
where that?
That
came from?
Wait, why do I have penguin associated with this?
You need to go to the hospital.
Club Penguin. Club Penguin. Of
course. Penguin Club Penguin Random House.
Dude, that's exactly what it is. It's Club Penguin, also tied to Penguin Random House.
And oh my God.
For some reason, whenever I think of Bill Maher's thing, I think of a penguin.
I'm so lost right now. I don't know.
No, you can't be.
I don't understand. I simply just don't understand.
You know what a penguin is?
No, I don't know what Club
Penguin
is.
Oh, wow. Oh, so Nate, you, okay. Well, it's an online multiplayer game for children called Club Penguin. You walk around as a penguin.
It's for children.
It can be, or it can be for adults that are trying to have an online co-working space.
You seem to know a lot about this, Eric.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Did you follow the money, Jack?
I'm
did
following
you
it. Please vamp for one fucking second.
Follow the money.
It's true. I mean,
you follow the money of Joy Tactics, and it stops. Right here,
yeah, this
you're
is
looking
direct
at it
to consumer content. There's no funny games going on, no funny business. What you see,
nobody is
you
silencing us, nobody is altering. We're unfiltered, we could talk about whatever we want, and nobody is fucking controlling us. There's no puppet strings here on Joy Tactics,
not
and
yet.
There never will be.
Not yet, Nate. How bad do you want to shoot a silencer?
Oh, God, dude, are you fucking kidding
that
me?
Feel,
so,
I could just. I know
I wanted to have sunglasses on, barely be able to see, and just take somebody fucking out with a silencer.
You know what movie shot?
With some gloves on.
I'll happily be any part of the shot in a movie. Right? Either I'm the pathetic guy that's being brought out to the desert and doesn't know why he's out there,
Well, they take the fucking bag off your head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess you wouldn't need a silencer there, but it would look sicker as a shot. But here's the shot: brought out to the desert, right? What's happening? But then you don't see it up close. You from a shot from another mountain, long lens. You know what I'm saying? And you just see the shadow. You're under, and you see my body crumple to the ground. I would either be that guy or I would be the killer, happily. But I want to be in that scene before I die.
You've like already gotten the part for the pathetic guy, and you're like, I could also be like,
I could also be
that shoots that him. Yeah, but he's like this Austin Butler's playing that character.
Right, so. Right. But I mean, like, he, you know, why don't do some more interesting style casting choices?
By the way, I saw Eddington.
And you look.
I just gotta say, it's a great fucking movie. And I feel like nobody is giving it a shout out. And it's like, I don't even think it's in, like, it's barely in theaters right now because it's kind of at the tail end of its run. But if you can go see that movie, go see it. It's fucking great.
I need to see it. And it addresses COVID, the COVID era, in an interesting way. How interesting that we're afraid to look in the rearview mirror at that era.
I know. But Ari Aster, you did it again. Jack, are you just like what's your?
I'm incredibly research? Close. I think I found them. I want everybody to look into Craig Minasian, Minassian. This is a media and communications strategist who has a long-standing career within politics and within entertainment, within HBO and PR and strategy. This is somebody who's been in the creative communications side with the program, with Bill Maher, with others. That I think may be where we begin pulling the thread. But I'll have to return to it next episode. Bless you, man. Yeah, bless you, man. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, get it out.
What's the most you got? Have you guys ever done like a 20?
A 20 sneezer?
Oh, God. Ew. I don't like it.
But doesn't it feel good to sneeze?
No, you know after saying? Three, no, it starts to hurt. I can make myself sneeze with a massage gun. Let me know if you want a class on that.
How do you do that?
You put the massage gun, the Theragun, right on your nose for a couple seconds. You'll get that thing sneezing quick.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry about this. Not being able to stop sneezing.
As long as you need, man. Do another. As long as you need.
It does feel good.
And this is, by the way, this is, bless you, the type of reality that needs to be put into drama films. Because this happens in moments that aren't always convenient, you know.
Sorry.
If you're in the, up in the court hearing trying to get your kids to testify against your wife.
Jesus.
And you have a fucking 30 sneeze attack. Tell him, Susan, tell him about. The way she
the pilot that can't stop drinking, the Denzel Washington like hearing, but he can't stop.
Oh my God, Eric. This is stressing me out.
Jesus, man.
I know. Everybody. Something's
you know cool. What? I had a rugby coach that told me this where I was like coughing because I was sick and I was during practice and I kept on coughing. And he looked at me and he said, "Stop coughing." And I I swear to God, I stopped coughing. Like wow. He threatened like the cough like out of me. Like I was like, yes, sir. Like it's fucking crazy. Ex military rugby coach.
Shoot.
I had a soccer coach when I was growing up that was like, if you guys win this game, we're going to fucking dicks. Which is like
We're getting dicks.
What grade was this? You had a soccer coach that was cursing at you?
Dix is a fast food restaurant.
Yo, if we win this, we're all getting dick tonight.
We're all getting fucking dicks. You're getting dicks. You're getting dicks. Fucking dicks. What the fuck are you talking about, Eric?
But we never fucking won.
About to get dick the fuck down.
All right. This is about children, I think.
No, there was never any riots. Never.
Well, you guys know that I got... I think I stopped ever trying to be on a sports team in like fifth grade. I got the award for most creative pass. And I said, I get the fucking message.
most creative pass.
It's on my ass, and I threw it over everybody, and I think they knew something.
I dreaded the little parties at the end of the season because they would always give out awards. And my awards were always best effort, spirit of the team, best attitude,
best survival instincts,
the most pathetic awards. And I would take them. I knew they sucked. I would take them with my head hung low in shame.
It's interesting that the three of us found each other.
Right.
In a world so cold, as Breaking Benjamin would say. I guess I kind of look like that guy.
Like Breaking Benjamin?
I believe you.
Benjamin.
That's another word I can't. I always say Benjamin instead of Benjamin. It's just the way I do it. Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah.
Okay, so
here's how I do it.
Nate, what gave you joy, man, this week, other than editing?
Oh, is that? You know what? By the way, we barely talked about dinosaurs. I just want to note that. But, dude, I had a good one. Fuck, what was it? Someone go.
I got a great one.
Oh, wait. I thought I read it. I watched a movie called Rollerball.
Ooh.
This movie is fucking banging, dude. It's got James Caan in it. It's a futuristic sport where they're all on roller skates. And the poster, I'm just looking at the poster right now. It's fucking sick, dude.
It is fucking awesome.
It's it's a game where they're all on roller skates and they have a ball and they shoot it in a hole. But there's motorcycles that roll that are a part of the game, and they're revving up, going super fast or along the track, and you hang on to the back of it to propel you forward to shoot it into this hole.
Skitch.
It's a certified classic. Incredible movie.
How'd you end up watching that?
You know what? Our friend Marty, I was asking him, I asked him, what's your Letterboxd top four? And he mentioned Rollerball. And I was like, damn, I haven't seen that. So I checked it out.
Marty
McAndrews.
Sheesh.
So yeah, that's a certified recommendation. I think it says it's on Tubi, which
Tubi.
I downloaded it illegally.
Pirate Tubi. Bay.
Now I have a question for you, Jack. What gave you joy this week, man? I'm really curious about that.
Where do I begin? I have so many things that did, but one of them stands out as something that undeniably made me go cheek to cheek with my smile.
Wow.
Or ear to ear, rather. And that's a video from friend of the show, Daphne, of Sax Tape, Fingerboard Grip Tape Anonymous.
Shout out, Daphne.
Fingerboarders Anonymous. This fool made a video that is incredible, of course.
Do you think guitars are
a... it's got the Joy Tactics clips in it. It's really sweet.
Yada, yada.
There's a part of this video, though, that you're not going to believe. So I'm watching it, and it's got... Oh, clips from Joy Tactics, yada, yada. Oh, Tim Heidecker, our best friend. He's in there. And then all of a sudden, watch this. Oh, my God, yo.
I'm just saying. Man, Mara Jerry here, and I'm not trying to say nothing or nothing. I'm just simply trying to say. Because it's your birthday, motherfucker. It's your birthday, Jack Bensinger. And I hear from what Daphne tells me, you could easily pull off Tom Green kind of role in a Grind remake. And I hear that you starred in Joy Tactics.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Rap World, so congratulations on that. And it's time to open your gifts now. And I have to end this with a beatbox, which I haven't done in probably 2 days.
No, dude.
How about you? Do it. Yes, please. For Jack.
Hi, Jack.
All right, we tried.
Damn.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Oh, man. My
God.
Are you that is un- me? Bam Margera.
I'm literally
being
shocked.
Told to beat my show.
I'm fucking shocked.
Oh my
That is
God.
Literally, that is indescribable joy. Indescribable
that,
happiness.
Dude,
for that.
Oh my God. That is fucking crazy, dude. That's insane.
Shout out. Shout Daphne. Out. That is, Daphne is so. Daphne. All right, Bam.
The
invite's out. Wow.
All right.
God, that's amazing. I mean, mine sucks compared to this. I'm trying to think.
Well, that's what's funny.
Done I was back at work this week and was seeing some coworkers. And frankly, it gave me so much joy. We're hanging out, eating lunch, just chilling. It's nice to, you know, see those people again. But wow. That was so good. Okay. Well, happy Monday, everybody. Keep going. Life is a difficult journey, and you made it just another day. So give yourself a round of applause for that. And
make yourself orgasm today.
Yeah, make yourself bust today. See if it don't help a little. Nate, what was your message for the fans?
No, you guys already talked about busting, so I have nothing to say.
All right. Okie dokie.
All right.
See you later, everybody. Ciao. Happy birthday, Jack.
Thanks, guys.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.